Good morning. Today we're going to learn a little bit about the halachas of asking mechila from someone. This is the time period, Aseret Yemei Teshuva, coming up to Yom Kippur. As we know, Yom Kippur is mechaper on certain averas, in particular Ben Adam Lamakom, but it's not mechaper on the averas that we do Ben Adam Lachaverua, one person to another, in the absence of having somebody be mochel. If we've done something wrong, if we've wronged somebody, we need to ask for forgiveness. So the Mishnah Berurah in that vein says as follows, V'nachon she'elech ba'atzmo, somebody when asking mechila should go himself. Ideally, don't send a third party, don't send a shaliach. However, there are circumstances that it's going to be acceptable to send a shaliach. For example, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'im kashal lav leilach ba'atzmo tchila, if it's difficult for somebody to go himself, either he's not well or it's a distance away, whatever the reason is, as long as it's a bona fide reason that the person cannot go himself to ask mechila, then he can send the third party, a shaliach, a messenger, to act as his proxy and ask for mechila. And another reason brought by the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. If he knows that his going is not going to reach a positive result, it's going to be more successful if he sends somebody else to ask mechila. Accordingly, in both of those situations, yachol asos al yedei emtzai, it would be permissible to send somebody else and ask mechila rather than he going himself. So our question for the day based on these concepts is, what? How about if you know that the person you offended at a certain point has already forgiven you? For sure. I know absolutely for sure he was mochel me. Maybe he told somebody that I mochel him. Do I still have to go and ask for mechila, or do I not, because he's already forgiven me? Is it a necessary component, the asking for mechila, or does it not matter the asking? We only care about the result. As long as the person who was offended was mochel, forgave me, that's all I need to know, and I don't have to go request the mechila. So in fact, this is a machlokis, and there are a number of the achronim who are of the view that even if you know for certain that the person was mochel you, you would still have to go and ask mechila, either yourself or through an intermediary, a third party, a shaliach. Why? Part of the kapara, part of the getting forgiveness process, is to go and ask for forgiveness. And in the absence of asking the forgiveness and really humbling oneself in order to ask, then there is a lack in the kapara. You don't have a real forgiveness if you don't go through the process of asking. So even if I know somebody I offended, he forgave me, I would still have to go and ask for mechila according to a number of achronim. Nonetheless, there is, it seems, a more minority view that all we care about, or at least the most important thing that we care about, is that the person who was offended has forgiven. And as long as he's already given mechila, as long as he's been appeased for whatever reason and he's not holding that grudge anymore, he is wholeheartedly given a mechila, then there would not be a requirement to go ask him anymore. Nonetheless, and important, nonetheless, we cannot make assumptions that somebody has forgiven us. If we offended somebody, even if he's acting normally to us, even if we think he's given mechila, we're pretty sure he's given mechila, and the poskim can say, even if we know that before he goes to sleep every night, he says the full Kriyat Shema Shalamita, which includes a harani mochel lechol, it includes a tefillah, it includes a statement that I forgive everyone, harani mochel lechol mi sheichis v'iknido tichoti o shachata kenedi v'chulei, I forgive everyone who has offended me, who has done anything against me. And even if we know the person says that every single night, it doesn't matter, because as the poskim say, many people say it out of rote, but not because they are paying attention, and not because they are intending to really be mochel everyone. So we cannot make that assumption. We cannot even rely on the minority view that says when you know somebody has forgiven you, that you don't have to go. The majority view is that you still have to go, but nonetheless, even in the minority opinion, that's only when you know for certain that the person has forgiven you, but not simply that you think so, not simply that you know he says the Kriyat Shalamita, that is not going to be sufficient. Have a wonderful day.